Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
James 1, 14 and 15 says, "Each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." Romans 16:19. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you use to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and every increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness. Listen, you might think you're holy by following the Torah and the guidelines of our instructions of our Creator, but if you're having these problems of lust within you, if you're having these things with Yeshua told us to even look at a woman with lust is committing adultery, you have not understand the true nature of how our Creator lives and what holiness truly is. And when you look and think about the Holy Spirit, the Rahadah Kodesh, He will not approve of this. You are choosing to listen to the enemy and to reject the Holy Spirit. You are creating a downward cycle. Pornography, masturbation, lust of the eyes, sexual impurity, fornication. One leads to another. And men and women have this responsibility. Yes, 100%. When women say, well, men have to control their lustful desires, 100%. They must take control of their eyes. And I pray this message will not be condemning, but freeing and helping men realize this. Even in a secular world today, men that have success with women and getting the woman they want, whether it's the idea of marriage or for whatever impure idea they have, the success comes down to not getting carried away by lust and doing stupid things, but by making wise decisions, not letting the beauty of a woman seduce them. We have to understand the way the enemy works. Set your heart towards a wonderful Creator. And be focused on His word, not the filthy, immodest world we live in today. 1 John 2:16 and 17 says, "For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world. And the world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases Yah will live forever." I am telling you, young men today, including me, are brought up to not get this message, to go against this message. We're brought up not to be masculine, wise men who have control over their eyes and can control their lustful passions. And we succumb to it. And just because you have succumbed to it, or maybe you've succumbed to it right now and you're suffering from this. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. And I could tell you, as a young man being brought up and falling into this trap way too many times, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. And to make that decision to change our lives and to following according to the scriptures and not letting the temptation of the world sway you away in any way. And as I said, men, it might be through the lust of your eyes, and women, it might be through you seeing things, other things you shouldn't be seeing. And it's not only the physical eyesight, because even men, when you're not looking, you got to look at the perfumes and smells of this world and the clicking sounds and the words and that are being said and spoken. And we must shut ourselves, our ears, our eyes, and everything, our senses, to the impure things of this world, so we do not tempt or let that temptation carry us away, and we stay strong in our wonderful Creator, that we will not get so prideful that say, not me, this could never happen to me. For the world's strongest men and the most powerful men in the world were brought down by an immodest woman. The enemy knows what he is doing. And I pray every single day that we can be protected and make wise choices. We must be careful. As Yeshua said, everyone who looks at a woman with lust for has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And the sin that grows over time, every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own of his own lust. And then when his lust conceives and brings forth sin, and sin is finished, it brings forth death. James 1:14. Be careful what's happening and what we're doing. Be careful. I once heard a lecture called Holy Eyes, and it says, talks about a rabbi that was walking down the street. He had sunglasses on and he painted them black. He painted them black, and somebody said, you're going to lose your eyesight. You're not looking around wherever you're going or whatever you're seeing. And the rabbi said, I'd rather lose my eyesight than lose my soul. It says in Matthew 5:29, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than to lose your whole body and to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. Keep discipline your body. It says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I myself have somehow will not be disqualified because I keep discipline my body. 1 John 1:9 says, if we acknowledge our sin, he is faithful and he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. Now, I am not recommending you cut out your eyes or cut off your arms and your hands. I am not recommending that. But I am suggesting that many of you will say that that's crazy for me or the scriptures to even suggest that. That we would lose one of our body parts to save our soul. But I see people going every day into the hospital, taking off their body parts to save their physical life. They're getting amputated, their legs, their arms, and they're getting all these different body parts amputated and organs taken out of their bodies to save their physical life. Well, how important is your spiritual life? Thanks to Yah, our wonderful Creator, he says repentance brings refreshment. If anyone is listening right now, if anyone is watching right now, and you suffer from these sins, these lustful thoughts, these lustful passions, whether it's for men who are suffering it or for women who are inducing it, women who don't see anything wrong with dressing in a revealing way, don't see anything wrong with wearing face paint that's seducing men, and you don't have any idea that what you're doing is wrong. Or if you're a man and you don't see these things, I pray that you would come see this and realize this, and your eyes would be open to this truth that we shouldn't be having any part involved in this, and that we could be better, we could be stronger, and we could be wiser in the decisions we make. As it says, again, we acknowledge our sins, and he is faithful and just and will forgive them. We can start new right now, start today right now. One of the biggest, most common ways that the enemy, Satan, will destroy us and attack our life with Yah is to try to affect our purity and to get to it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And Yah is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. There is a way out. You can overcome this. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The Torah readings are not some ancient stories that we should just read and move on. They're for us to learn and grow and learn from the mistakes that others made, to learn how to carry our lives. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the Spirit of Yah gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Ephesians 6:11-13 says, put on the full armor of Yah, so that you can take stand against the devil's plans. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against a spiritual force of evil. Therefore, put on this full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, yes, hallelujah. If you struggle with this, pray about this. Pray about this. Philippians 4:18 says, finally, brother, whatever is right is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, repute. If there is any excellence, if anything is worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Remember, turn my eyes away from the worthless things and give me life through your ways. It's time to confess your sins and pray to Yah. And we no longer be conformed to the patterns of this world. And we let Yah and ask him to really, truly change our minds, that we'll be able to know what your good will really is for us, and to cleanse us from all wickedness, and to trust that he will set us free. Hallelujah. Clothe yourselves with Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, and do not think about how to glorify the desires of the flesh. To put aside those things. We can do all things if we trust in Yah with all our heart and not rely on our own understanding. Resist the devil and he will turn from you. Resist the devil and he will turn from you. Make sure the woman that you decide to marry, you get to know her inner beauty. The inner beauty, and be warned. Don't just go along for the first attractive woman you see. It says in Proverbs 11:22, like a gold ring and a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. We have to understand the root and to separate and divide ourselves and not act like the people of Egypt and Canaan. It says in the scriptures in Leviticus, we must not imitate their way of life. This is why we understand Yah had a plan for us to come together and to help one another. And in this week's Torah reading, it says in Deuteronomy 22:5, the woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man, and neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination to Yah. That is in this week's Torah reading. Remember, going back to the beginning of this week's Torah reading, it says, and if you have seen in the captivity a woman of beautiful form, a woman of beautiful form, I will tell you this. Not many of you might be mature enough to hear this or to understand and get this. Not only is the industry of makeup, putting a sign on your face saying you are fertile and you want to have a baby, you want to mate with somebody, take me, that's what that says. But the idea of showing off your form, this is not a legalistic scriptural thing. This is something that will upset some of you, but the reality is that woman that man saw at the beginning of the Torah reading, was showing off her form. And it says here in Deuteronomy 25, the woman shall not wear which pertains to a man, and neither a man shall put on what pertains to a woman's garment. And we can go to many different places with that today, especially in today's time where men and women are looking alike and dressing alike. But I will tell you one thing throughout history that has always separated the form of a woman and the form of a man, or showing off that form, was pants. Women wore skirts, and that's what covered their form. I'm not talking about tight skirts. I'm talking about loose flowing skirts. That's what hid their form. But when women started wearing pants, yes, even loose pants, the enemy knows what he's doing. It started to show off their form. It was only in the 60s that women started to wear pants on a normal basis, but it goes against what scripture is saying here. And you say, show me in scripture where it says women can't wear pants. It says women should not wear what belongs to a man, but it also gives us the idea all throughout scripture, the pagan women showed off the form of their bodies. And that's not the way women should be, and women should not be showing off their bodies. So you think about this, ladies. When you're walking down the street showing off your body in these pants with your face painted and signs on your face saying, take me, what kind of stumbling block are you creating for men today? This is right from the Torah. Right from the Torah. Oh, you're adding to scripture. You're changing scripture. I'm not sinning if I'm wearing makeup and wearing pants. You are... promoting exactly what this whole thing, what we're talking about here. You're promoting it. You're allowing it. You're allowing the enemy to get to it. And the average man today is not brought up to understand this and see this, but the average woman is not brought up like this either. And it says in Proverbs 30, verse 20, this is how an unfaithful wife behaves. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says, I did nothing wrong. Well, this is the same thing where the unmarried woman today, the single woman today who's walking around immodest, will say, I did nothing wrong. It's his fault. It's his lust. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with understanding the love for one another and not contributing to the enemy's attacks on men and ultimately on women and all this crazy stuff. Women say men just got to get their minds out of the gutter. Well, women have to stop dressing like they're from the gutter. Remember, what shows your true beauty is the inside, not the outside. You don't have to compete with the pagan women of the world that are looking to seduce men left and right with their tight pants and their makeup and all this. And understand the advertising that makes this happen. The advertisers know what they're doing. When they make pants, when they make makeup, they know what they're doing. When they make the perfume to smell a certain way, when they make the high heels clicking and the position the high heels put in the body. And ladies, you might be thinking, well, that's not me. I don't have that desire to feed Satan's lustful men and all this stuff. But I will tell you this, you can listen to this or not, but it will save you. It'll help you. Purity of motive does not cancel out the effect of your appearance. You might have the purest heart, no desire to provoke a man to lust, but that does not cancel out the effect of your appearance. Be careful. Be careful of what you're doing. Be careful of what you're doing. It says in the scripture in Proverbs, a man is led to the house of an immoral woman like an ox led to slaughter. Proverbs 7:10 says, I saw some young naive man, and one in particular who lacked common sense. Men aren't brought up with the common sense today. They're brought up by the political and public school system and unknowledgeable parents that are not teaching them this sense. And it says he was crossing the street in the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path of her house. It was twilight in the evening. As deep darkness fell, the woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery, and he followed her at once, like an ox going to the slaughter. Ladies, you might not think you're creating this issue, you're feeding this issue, but think, if your man, your son brings home a woman who's dressing in an immoral, immodest way, where does your line change when that's your son? Or if your husband's talking to somebody at work, where does that line change? If your husband's working with women that are dressed in a modest way versus dressed in an immodest way, does that make you feel any different? Remember, when we think about this, Corinthians 10:30 says, whatever you do, whatever you wear, it's eating or drinking or anything, do it as to bring glory to Yah. And Paul says in Hebrews 3:12-15, be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning away from the living Elohim. You must warn each other every day while it's still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against Yah. For if we are faithful in the end, trusting Yah just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Him. Revelation 16 verse 15 says, take note, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are those who are not watching for me. Blessed are those who are watching for me, who keep their robes ready so they will not need to walk naked and ashamed, shamefully exposed. Micah 6 8 says, Yah has already told you what is good and what is right. He demands from you to do what is right, to love grace and walk in purity with your Elohim. As we read the Torah reading this week, some of these things from a cultural standpoint will not make sense to us. But it is my prayer that today I have brought out to you the principles that our Creator wants us to follow. And I have other teachings online about modesty and the way we should carry ourselves as believers. And also, if we're going to get into a relationship and desire to find a spouse, we should get to know them, women for their inner beauty, the true beauty of a woman, the inner beauty, and not just be led away by the lust of her outer beauty, to certainly not make a commitment to a lifelong commitment to a woman you don't even know, the way that it appeared what was happening today in this Torah reading, but to really think about Yah's plan and Yah's way and the type of woman that Yah wants you to be with as a man and the type of woman Yah wants you to be with as a woman, to not follow the ways and the customs of the Egyptians where you came from or the Canaanites where you're going or the world today. This message isn't going to sit good with many of you. Many of you see no problem with the things discussed here today of doing these things. But I know the advertisers. I know the companies. I know the history. And I know what these things do. And I am telling you, there's nothing that's good about makeup and pants on a woman's body. It just shows off their form and sends the wrong message. And I'm saying this, and people don't want to hear this. It is the truth. It is scripture. And you could disagree with me all you want. There are many people that are being led away by lust. And I'm not going to stop giving out this message. It's not a popular message. It's not a message a lot of people want to hear. You know, but we need to know what scripture says and take these teachings of the Torah to heart. So I pray that they help you. And this message in no way is talking against men or women. You know, it's warning you against the covenant that Yah wants us to make with one another, and that we do not make this same mistake. Because when I read this and it says, you have seen in captivity a beautiful woman, a beautiful form, and desire her. There's only, we need to be careful with desire and what we desire. We need to be careful with that. We need to understand that. And there shouldn't have been a desire for her to begin with, but he was led astray. All right, everybody. Thank you for reading this with me. And put your comments and questions below. And praise Yah for another blessed holy Sabbath day. And if you're watching this at a different time, you don't keep the Sabbath day. That's a whole nother topic that I have teachings on that you can see in the scriptures talk about. But just remember Yeshua more than anything, the one they call Jesus. Not my words, but His words. And His words were, for even a man to look at a woman with lust is committing adultery. And you might say, well, I'm not married. How can I commit adultery? Think about our Elohim. Think about the adultery that the people committed by going after other gods. And thinking about how this immodest woman could sway you to follow other gods like the children of Moab. The women of Moab seduced the children of Israel.
This has been part 3 to a message called Lust of the Eyes. And you can see the full message on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And also my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. We do live prayer every morning at 7 a.m. on the website. And on Friday nights, you have an opportunity to come on live with us at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and do live fellowship with us. And we're consistently uploading new teachings to the website, trying to get everyone to understand the reality of today's world and also the political side of Christianity in today's world and how we can get back to the words of our Creator and get away from the political system today that's in some way controlling many of the ways that the church is teaching people today. And this ministry, this my channel and this show is dedicated to teaching the words of our Creator, even if it goes against the political correctness this way of society, and to reveal the truth about these things. I have a tremendous heart for people that are lost, but also people that are losing the spiritual battle through the deception of the enemy. And it's time that people had their eyes opened and realized what's really happening in today's world. And I don't want to give all the power to the enemy and to the devil, but I do want to say that the enemy is using people that other people trust in to deceive them. And when you're listening to your pastors and you're listening to Christian messages online and things like this, you need to confirm what they're saying with the word and confirm what they're saying is correct. And if you can't see what they're saying going along with Scripture, it's your responsibility to call them out on it, or at least discuss them with it, and of course in a gentle approach to tell them, look, what you said, I don't understand because the Bible's telling me something different. Can you explain? And hear them out. But for us to continue to ignore and act like it's okay for them to be preaching against what the Scripture says, if they are, this is how many people have gotten themselves in trouble and how the enemy is leading people astray. So it's our responsibility to hear, search, and be Bereans and to study and pray about the Word, and also to teach the Word and tell others on the street that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, died for them. But it's also our responsibility to make sure what we're teaching, to make sure what we're hearing is in line with Scripture, because that's what it all comes down to, the words of our Creator found in Scripture. A lot of people have different twists on it. A lot of people have different ideas about it. And a lot of people have different opinions about it. And if it's presented in a way that goes along with Scripture, that's fine. But what we see going on today, when we compare what many of the Christian churches are teaching out there today, it is not in line with Scripture. It is not going in line with the commandments of a wonderful Creator. In fact, it's going against that, because the reasons behind this are many, but many people are starving for that mega church. Ministries don't get funded if they only have a few members, but the truth needs to be told, and it's never going to be a popular message to give the truth of Scripture, but it's going to be the message that people need to hear. And it is my prayer at this ministry to give you a message that's in line with Scripture, and I challenge you and I encourage you not just to look up the message from others that are teaching, but as myself as well. Please look it up in the Scriptures and confirm everything I said. And you can contact me through my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, if you see anything I said that doesn't go in line with Scripture. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
If it's bandaging the broken, washing filthy feet, here I am, Lord, send me. If it's loving one another, even when we don't agree, here I am, Lord, send me. desire.